Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 8th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Court flags AI fake citations. Fitbit health coach tested. EU simplifies AI rules. OpenAI adds trusted contact. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. Berlin's appeals court found lawyers submitted briefs citing non-existent rulings generated by an AI. In a family matter, a mother sought an emergency order for sole custody. The first court denied urgency. On appeal, attorneys cited a supposed federal court decision dated the 14th of November 2007 and a FAM-RZ reference. Judges could not locate that ruling and uncovered another phantom citation. In a decision dated the 20th of November 2025, the court called these results fantasizing AI, dismissed the complaint, and reminded lawyers to verify sources. The ruling echoes a U.S. case that led to sanctions and signals more verification work for courts and counsel. Google rebuilt the Fitbit app around a new health coach powered by Gemini that reviews users' tracker data. The coach can use Fitbit sensors, Google Health Connect, and in the United States, medical records shared via API. In setup, it takes a training plan and goals as context and will suggest actions, for example, taking it easier after a poor night. In our public preview, the feature felt technically uneven, but often conversational, like a human coach. Useful as motivation tool, it is less reliable as a medical advisor for several critical reasons. The coach is central to Fitbit Premium and costs €8.99 per month.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. The European Commission, Parliament, and the Council agreed simpler AI rules in a package called the Digital Omnibus on AI. High-risk rules for biometrics, critical infrastructure, education, and migration moved to December 2027. AI in products shifts to August 2028. The deal bans AI that creates sexually explicit content without consent, including so-called nudification apps. Small and medium firms with up to 750 employees or €150 million in revenue face lighter registration and get more access to regulatory sandboxes. Labeling obligations under Article 50 remain. Deepfakes and some AI texts must be labeled from the 2nd of August, 2026. The proposal was tabled in November 2025 and still needs formal approval. The Commission called it innovation-friendly, while some legal experts said the deadline delays were inevitable. OpenAI announced Trusted Contact, a new ChatGPT option letting adult users designate a trusted person to notify if conversations suggest self-harm. When safety signals arise, the system encourages the user to reach out and can send an automated alert to the contact by email, text, or in-app notification. Alerts are brief and omit detailed discussion content to protect privacy. The move follows lawsuits from families alleging ChatGPT encouraged or helped suicides and builds on earlier parental safety controls and automated prompts to seek professional help. Trusted contact is optional. OpenAI says its team reviews safety notifications, aiming to do so in under 1 hour, but multiple accounts limit coverage. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.